For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Oh, wow.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Sometimes it's super easy to play the victim and say, why me? Why do bad things always happen to me? Well, it's all how you choose to look at things. We don't always have control of certain things that happen to us in life, but you do have control over how you react
Correct.
To certain situations.
Correct.
Breezy did some digging because she's trying to better herself in 2025. And what better way to do that than to spend a majority of your time on TikTok? So she came across a theory that I've been applying to my day-to-day for a majority of my life. This is nothing new to me, but it may be for some of you guys. Tell us what the burnt toast theory is, Breezy.
Okay, so the burnt toast theory is basically, if for lack of a better term or example, if you're waking up in the morning and you're hustling, bustling to get out of the door and make it to wherever you're going on time, and you're making toast and you end up accidentally burning it, you could get really pissed off and say, like, it's not a thing. But we have someone to explain it better for us?
Yeah, if you want me to play the
audio. Yeah, let's do that.
All right, take a listen to this, you guys.
Have you ever heard of the burnt toast theory? It will change your mindset when you think about it. It's basically where you are making toast ready to roll out in the morning and your toast burns. So you're frustrated and you got to make new toast. And so that delay set you back a couple minutes in your day, right? However, when you think about it, that delay could have caused you to not be in an accident on the way to work, or it could have caused something else to happen that saved you from something else. Like, it was protecting you by making you be a little bit late. When you think about the burnt toast, it makes you look in things in a completely different light, because it's understanding that things are happening for you and not against you.
Well said.
Yeah.
I think she explained it perfectly.
Yes, I do too. And like, you know, it's very easy for one to take that scenario, get super pissed off about it, and feel sorry for themselves and get down on themselves. But if you really like just shift your mindset and shift your lens and your thinking, you really can think about it in a completely different way. I know people who, there, something happened with traffic or something like this, and they were supposed to get on a plane and the plane didn't land. You know what I mean? There's there's things like that. And
where you're basically being protected. And I know it's easy to get frustrated, especially when our plans fall through.
Right.
It's the worst. But you got to think about it in terms of sometimes things happen for a very specific reason.
Yeah.
Whether we understand what it is or not. And sometimes it takes months, sometimes it takes years. But if you look at it as, hey, things are happening for me and not against me, I just think your entire perspective about life would change for the better.
This is like kind of goes hand in hand with the let them theory. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I mean, the let them theory is more geared towards people, but this is more towards like the universe.
Well,
let that toast burn, you know?
People, I think situations too. I didn't get the job.
Right.
Whatever. you know what I mean?
Their loss. But like, you're destined for something better. And I think it's frustrating for people to implement this theory because we all run on instant gratification. We all need instant gratification. Our attention span is like that of a gnat, especially in this day and age. So we want to know the payoff right then and there because you're annoyed.
Yeah.
But that's not always how it's going to work.
The best example I have in my own personal experience of this is I was in this job that I hated when I was living on the West Coast. I hated it. And I applied for this dream job that I wanted. And I got an interview. I did a second interview. And I had my hopes up. It felt good. I was about to make more money. It just felt like everything was in place. And I had the final interview, and it's like they just took the biggest dump on me. Like, you're overqualified. It's just not going to work.
Yeah.
You know, you're making this type of money. But for me, to them, it was a small amount of money. To me, it was great. I so badly wanted this job. And they basically called me to tell me that I didn't get it, but they appreciate my time and all that. And I was so bummed out for a week. And then COVID happened.
Mm.
And everybody at that particular job got let go. Mm. And the job that I had that I hated so much paid me more. And I happened to stay there and work all through COVID and support myself when everybody around me was getting let go
right. And
getting laid off. And I was like, man, that was a close call.
That is the just absolute definition of the burnt toast theory.
That's what that is.
Like, it pissed you off in the moment. You were really upset about it in the moment. But for the greater good of your life purpose, it all worked out the way it was supposed to.
Can you think of a particular situation? Or maybe you guys too, 585-252-9800. Have you applied the burnt toast theory in your life? Give us an example. I know you got a few of them.
Because
you complain every day.
Yeah, fully. I really don't know. The reason I don't know, and I'll be transparent, is because I have been so negative.
Well, think about it in terms of this. You've been in some pretty toxic relationships in the past. And
that
it's
is
like,
true.
Why me? Why did this happen to you? But maybe it was setting you up for the doors to open to something so much better, which you found now.
Right. I guess that is true. I was in one of the most toxic relationships of my entire life. And it was like, it honestly really deteriorated my mental health, like to beyond measure. And I sat there for a long time and felt super sorry for myself and bad. I was down bad, right? But in that time, over the course of the, I don't know, 4 years that I've been out of that, you know, I've done a lot of work and it led me to this beautiful relationship that I'm in now. And I'm so lucky. But at the time, it's like, I really thought I was going to marry this person. Like, I really thought I was going to end up with them. How did this happen? Like, why is this happening to me? This isn't fair. But you're right. Like, it all happened. It's basically just like everything happens for a reason without saying everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Sometimes your plans aren't always the best plans.
Right.
Because we want things when we want them. But right. It's not always on our timetable.
Absolutely.
So that's really what the burnt toast theory is all about, is things are happening for you, not against you.
Mm-hmm. Food for thought, guys. Eat that toast.
If there's one thing our boss, Mike Danger, said yesterday in a meeting, it was that our girl Breezy is maturing. She's growing.
I wasn't in this meeting.
No.
Not you guys talking about me without me there.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800. 98.5,
the number one hit music station.
I saw this on Facebook yesterday, and you know, I thought it was very interesting because everybody loves their pets, and we all know they're not going to be around forever, which is why some people like Breezy's mom turns their old animals into taxidermies. But when the day comes to have to say goodbye, do you go into the room with your pet during their last moments, or do you choose to leave the room? Tell us why. 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text.
Right.
I personally was surprised to learn how many people don't want to be in a room with when their pet is passing. But would you agree that during these last moments is when your pet needs you the absolute most?
It's definitely hard, obviously. There's probably no other pain you're going to feel like quite like that one. It's very like its own entity. And it is tough. And it takes a strong person to be able to be there and, you know, hold your pet's paw when it's taking its very last breath. But
did you ever have to do that?
So I went to the vet with my parents when we were putting our golden retriever down. My brother and I left the room when it was actually happening. My parents stayed in there.
Yeah. You were younger, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
it. It was
that's,
last year. No,
it's tough. I mean, because when you have an animal, they automatically become part of the family.
100.
It doesn't. And honestly, I know it sounds silly when you have like a pet goldfish or a turtle or something, but people lose it.
They do. They do. I mean, it doesn't matter the animal, you know?
Doesn't.
I mean, like, cats and dogs are the most, like, domestic pets, I guess you could say. But it doesn't matter. If you have a connection with that being, then you need to be there for them at the end. And just like they were there for you every night you came home or every day you were having a bad day.
They're waiting for you.
Cuddling your pet ferret, so important.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Cuddle the ferret. Hello, PXY.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Carmen.
Hey, what's happening, Breezy?
Oh, nothing much. What are you doing? What's up?
Hey, just driving. So I have a thought on the pet thing you guys were just talking about. Do you go in with your pet?
Yes.
Let it rip.
You absolutely have to go in with your pet. They're a family member, so I don't know how you can't go in.
True.
Yeah, I know. They're part of your life. I kind of agree with that, too. As hard as it is for some people, you got to spend your last moments with them.
We got a collie when I was probably 4 or 5 years old. Beautiful little girl named Queenie.
Queenie.
And by the time, you know, I was 18, I came home and I found her in the garage and she had like a stroke.
No,
and so,
not
yeah,
Queenie.
So she was a big, beautiful dog. We took her to the vet and next day my father asked, you know, do you want to come into the room with us? You know, and I'm like, absolutely, I want to come in.
Yeah, right. That's the best thing, you know.
So we went in and they gave her that stupid shot. I cradled her head as she went away. And I'm so glad I went.
That's a good last moment.
Yeah.
I'm tearing up now thinking about it. But I'm so glad I went. Because how could you just leave your pet?
Yeah.
I know.
People do it. They do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks for calling up and sharing, man. I appreciate it, Carmen.
Thanks for the vulnerability.
Yeah, guys. Have a great day.
We love you. See ya.
See ya, man.
Bye. See ya.
Let's go over to the text we got from Chrissy that says, I think some owners forget that you were the center of your pet's life, but they're also your family. No matter how hard it is, you can't leave them during that time.
Right.
We got another listener that says, good morning, guys. Don't let them die in a room with a stranger in a place they don't even like. It's very painful for veterinarians to see how pets can't find their owner during the last minute of their life. They don't understand why the owner left them. Don't be a coward because it's too painful for you. Think about the pet.
Yeah,
that's a great point too. Let's go over to Eileen on hold this morning. Hi, Eileen.
Hi there. Good morning.
So, what are your thoughts on this topic?
Well, I feel that all pets deserve to have last wishes before they die. I recently and it breaks my heart to even have to say this, but I never thought that the day would come. But I recently had to have my dog Benji put down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. He was a Yorkshire Terrier, and I'm telling you, he was the smartest dog you have ever met.
Sure.
And I just wanted to say that it completely blows my mind how many people, when it's time to put their animal down, just leave the room. And I do get it. It's painful, but they don't realize that it's in these last moments of life that their pet needs them their absolute most.
Right.
And there are just, and there's just so many people that don't deserve to even have a pet. Every single pet deserves to have last wishes.
And so, how so? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, how are you, how does that work exactly, considering the fact that animals can't communicate to their owners, or anyone for that matter?
Well, they could, with just without using words.
Right, I'm not really good with interpretations, so...
Well, when they die, and you would be surprised how many pet owners don't ask their pet what their dying wishes are. If you have had your animal for over 10 years, then you should already know what it is that they would love before they take their last breath.
Okay, so what was your dog Benji's last wishes?
Well, Benji's last wishes were... simply a Himalayan bacon chew. And I think all you have to do is talk to your pets.
How did he communicate that to you though, Eileen?
I just looked into his eyes and I asked that question, what would you like? Tell mommy what you would like before you go to heaven. And I just waited for the response. That's what he said.
You felt it in your soul.
I did. It's like my third eye could read what he was telling me.
Okay.
It's true. I know a lot of people don't believe it, but it's true. Just do it. Everybody needs to do it.
I'm sorry you're hurting.
Grieving.
Thank you. I mean, human beings are all asked what they would like before they pass. Why shouldn't we ask our pets? They deserve the same treatment, right?
Mm-hmm. Are you looking to, well, obviously, like Breezy mentioned, I know you're grieving right now. Are you looking to get a new pet at some point to help keep you company?
Oh, my God. No, I can't even possibly even think about that.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. But the last thing I want to say is simply that I don't think people should even get an animal if you're going to deny them their last wish before they take their last breath. I just think that it's totally selfish.
Well, just ask your pet what their last wishes are before they take their last breath.
Yes. And if you don't, it's just selfish.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
All right. Well.
Well, thanks, Eileen.
Yeah, thank you for the insight. This is so helpful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. And all right. Well, good luck to you. And again, condolences to the passing of Benji, is it?
Yeah, rip.
All right. Thank you all very, very much. And okay. Have a great day.
All right. You too, Eileen. Take care now.
So insightful.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Now, I don't do drugs, but I definitely feel like I'm on something right now.
It was an interesting call.
So why did she sound like a Disney princess?
She's a sweet woman, Breezy. She's a sweet Grammy. I just, you know, where does one find a Himalayan bacon chew? Okay.
Where are you finding these people is the better question.
I'm going to take a quick break, you guys. PXY Mornings. We'll be right back. Chris Breezy. On PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in.
Literally stole my name, so.
Yes, that's. I guess that makes sense. What is your favorite compliment to receive about yourself, Breezy?
Well, there's just so many.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, as humans, we're kind of taught societally to not be vain in the sense of fish for compliments, ask people for compliments. And when you do receive a compliment, the initial reaction is always like, no, no, no. Or like to immediately insult yourself. I don't play those games.
No, of course not.
I embrace them fully. And I
hate giving someone a compliment, especially a woman, and they're like, oh God, I feel so gross right now. I'm like, how about you just say thank you?
It's so awkward.
Just say thank you.
And I think, you know, when it comes to you going out of your way, maybe stepping out of your comfort zone to give someone a compliment and they immediately shut you down because of their own insecurity, it's like, okay, well, I'll never do that again. Thanks, though.
That's it. I'm not handing out compliments anymore. That's it. You lost your privilege.
You did.
The compliments are officially staying in the back pocket.
When it comes to compliments, they're always nice to receive. And you also, being on the receiving end of them, have to know how to accept a compliment, right?
Sure.
So I guess I'll ask you the same question. What is your favorite compliment to receive about yourself? It can be physical or non-physical.
I've always appreciated when people have told me that I'm packing heat.
Okay.
Also, like the nice eyes. You have very nice eyes. I've always appreciated.
Could have led with that. Could have led with that.
I've always appreciated.
A certain amount of people know that about you.
I've
Thank
always
you so much.
Appreciated the, you have very pretty eyes. And I didn't appreciate that as a kid growing up. I just thought it was annoying. But
Why?
As
why were you so triggered by it?
Because it's just eyes. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, great. Yeah, thank you so much. But as I gotten older, I've realized, you know what? I do have nice eyes that stand out. It's the first thing people notice about me.
Right. They're the conversation piece.
Also, when somebody, there was a guy at the running the cashier at Wegmans not too long ago, and I was in the self-checkout, mm-hmm. and he goes, dude, are you an athlete? I said, oh, it depends. Why do you ask? He goes, you have huge calves. I'm like, oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Oh, I thought he was going to ask if you were a jockey.
Right, of course.
I love you. Finger Lakes Racetrack. You know, the eyes are great because not everybody has great eyes. I feel like less people have beautiful eyes than not.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're just talking physical, there's those attributes. But right. if we're talking about things, you know, you want to go in depth. I've been told I'm a very selfless individual and I have a great sense of humor. Those are nice compliments.
You've been told you're selfless?
I am.
Really?
I'm very selfless. Yeah. I'm always thinking about others. I'm constantly thinking about other people. Why is that funny? What are you laughing at?
Who said that to you?
Oh, people all the time tell me that. Like, you're such a selfless individual. I'm like, it's not all about me. It's about you and the person next to you and our neighbors.
Of course. Of course.
I can't understand why that's so hard to believe.
It's not. I just was wondering who said it. That's all.
People. People say it. People have said it.
The masses.
The masses. The people have spoken.
My favorite compliment to receive about myself is, I receive it a lot, is that I have nice legs.
You got some pretty decent walking sticks. I'm not going to lie.
But I've always had nice legs. I don't know why. Even before I was like really into working out, I've always had like very muscular, very toned legs.
What about you guys? What are some of your favorite compliments people have given you? I don't know if this is a man or a woman, but they said, I love getting compliments on my belly button. I have a very nice navel. I like a woman who has a really nice belly button. I prefer an innie, not an outie, but that's just my personal preference.
Can't be choosers.
You know, it's not like you have a choice when you're born. It is what it is.
This person says, this is extremely niche. Again, I don't know if this is a man or a woman, but I've always been told that I have really beautiful cuticles and nail beds.
That's a good compliment.
That is very niche.
The cuticles? Are you kidding me? Mine are a mess.
Hannah's here. She said the best compliment that I love receiving is that I smell nice.
Oh, I like that compliment too.
You smell nice.
I do. Smell that Gucci cologne. By the way, this is totally off topic. I have cologne from 2012 that I'm still putting on. Is that weird that it's like 13, 14 years old?
Not at all. You have no idea. I have one scent and one scent only. They retired it, I think, when I was in high school. And I have stockpiled it since 07. It still smells the exact same.
Tell you, all my guys listening right now, you know what I'm talking about. Abercrombie Woods. They discontinued that a long time. It was the best smelling cologne of all the 2000s.
You will never experience a heartbreak more severe than your favorite scent
getting discontinued.
Retiring.
Yeah.
That's why I stock up on Pink Fresh and Clean, Victoria's Secret. And I have been putting on my Instagram story for the past 2 decades. Hey, does anyone have a bottle of Fresh and Clean pink spray underneath the bed at their parents' house that you haven't cleaned out in years? Never fails. At least 3 people always say yes.
Drew says, I also have nice legs and I like showing them off, which is why I wear shorts in the wintertime. Yeah, you're that guy. It's 12 degrees out. It's got the cargo shorts on with the flip-flops.
This person says, I used to receive a compliment all the time that I have beautiful hair, but since I've lost weight, I've lost a lot of my hair in the process, and I don't get that compliment as much anymore. I want to cry.
Well,
sorry, Betsy.
If you guys want to get together later with Breezy and I, we're going to be doing a happy hour, and we can all get together and compliment one another. How's that sound?
No, literally, I'm into it. Where are we going?
I'm not sure yet, but I will be drinking skinny margaritas. But don't worry, ladies. This ass still fat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. No, we got to go.
Hey, it's Devins. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number...
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
One hit music station.